Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the introduction, and thanks for the opportunity to inform the GRP about park number measurement in Switzerland within the framework of periodic technical inspection. May I ask the Secretary, François, to put on the presentation, because I have some issues with the presentation mode. So I try to keep it short in the interest of time. This morning we already heard about the legacy of the PMP program, and Switzerland was working with PMP almost since, I think, 2 decades now. And obviously this inspired us in Switzerland about PN measurements. You can go to the next slide. Thank you. So already in 2013, our Swiss Meteorological Institute set down the requirements for measurement equipment in the ordinance indicating the brackets. And in 2016, we developed the measurement method and threshold values. And this construction guideline AIR was recognized as part of the exhaust gas maintenance for construction machinery in 2016. And also in 2016, it became mandatory for exhaust gas maintenance of passenger ships. And what is new now is that the PN measurement is now part of the exhaust gas checks by licensing authorities and the police as of 1st of January 2023. Next slide, please. The ordinance on maintenance and reinspection of motor vehicles concerning exhaust and smoke emissions was supplemented with the requirements of the PN measurement. There was a press release by our Federal Roads Office early this year. And as you can see further down, it's applicable to diesel vehicles with mandatory diesel particulate filters. So this includes cars, vans, trucks, buses, as well as non-road mobile machinery. And as I mentioned, the equipment needs to be according to the METAS requirements. We have a threshold value determined of 250,000 parts per cubic centimeter. We also have a simplified procedure, I will explain in a follow-up slide, with a threshold value of 100,000 particles per cubic centimeter. Next slide. I spare this one, this is just for your reference, indicating the emission code in the registration document for vehicles having to comply with the PN limit value according to the exhaust gas regulation. Next slide. The measurement procedure is as follows. You have a measurement, you have actually three measurements, then taken an average out of it by the instrument automatically. The vehicle has the engine running, is stationary, and you have to be at operation temperature. There is an official measurement with vehicle engine at 200 RPM with a threshold value as mentioned before, or depending on the vehicle category, for example, NRMM, it's high idle with the same threshold value. As mentioned, there's a simplified procedure at low idle with the lower threshold value. This is only a pass criteria. So the idea is to get a pass fail. Next slide. Here's a summary of the meteorological requirements inspired by the PMP program, as you can see. Next slide, please. Right now, as of end of last month, there are 4 PN measurement instruments that are approved by the Swiss Meteorological Institute. We hope there are more to come. In the box on the bottom right, there's a link to the database of METAS where you can check the instruments and if they are approved and their documents. Next slide. With that, I would like to thank for your attention and would be happy to take any questions. Thank you.